What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. We're back. We're going to cover off the Western Conference. We split up the conferences because screw you guys. It's our content offseason. We need to stretch out the beginning. Also, both of us were quite busy with things. JD, busy hugging the porcelain throne and also is going on a trip next week. So we needed to cover some things. For once, I'm not abandoning the podcast. JD is abandoning the podcast like the abandoner he is.
Yes.
But anyway, we're back with the Western Conference. And then tomorrow, we'll be back with Shark stuff. Everybody, you're really going to like tomorrow's episode. I promise. But for now, diving into the West Coast, Best Coast Conference.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is co-host JD, the disgruntled goat to my uncle aunt. So the problem with that is that those are both really funny, but the funniest one is the third one, but I don't want to say that on a podcast. But it's really the funniest one, and the character design is absolutely hilarious, and every time I see it, it's really funny.
The clown, yes.
Itchy and Scratchy Land. Just, we said this a couple days ago. Perfect episode.
It's a great episode.
So. Well, with a cool dry wit like that, I can be an action hero.
Yes.
Die, mouse! The cool dry wit like that. Ah, this is the best vacation ever.
We got plenty of exercise. We got, yeah. And also, I am bringing my stuff with me just in case the Sharks win the lottery. I am bringing my stuff, and I will be recording from Legoland hotel room. If
you sure you couldn't just build a microphone out of Lego?
I probably could. So they're probably, yeah. But yes. So
fun fact, JD is going to Legoland by himself. He's going stag. He's leaving his kids and wife at home because he just wants the Lego.
I just want to go. Actually, another fun fact, you can't go to Legoland. You have to bring children to go to Legoland. It's not like Disneyland World. Like Disneyland? Yeah, you have to.
Hold on. This is new information. First of all, Disney adults are weird. Second of all, what?
You have to bring, you can't just.
Like it's a rule? Like, can I Google that?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to bring like children with you to Legoland. So,
huh? Do they check like IDs of the children? Like, or are they just going like eye tests?
Well, if they just see you like walk.
What if I bring a really short friend?
I guess
I don't want to go to Legoland for the record.
Legoland's fun.
I'm sure. Have you been?
Yeah, we went. It'll actually be 4 years to the day since we last went. So,
ooh. Yeah. So last time you went, you brought like a baby.
We did bring a baby last time. Yes.
Oh, so. Now you're bringing two small sentient beings.
Yes. So.
Huh. Interesting. What is there rides at Legoland?
Mm-hmm.
Like roller coasters?
Mm-hmm.
Like big ones?
Not big, but yeah, there's a couple roller coasters. And yeah.
What's the main thrust of Legoland? Like, do you go there and build Legos? Do you just look at big Lego artifacts? Like, I don't know anything about Lego.
They have a little bit of everything. So they have like, you know, they have like a water park and they have like rides and stuff like that too. And then like they have. A bunch of cool like they have like Star Wars, like a big huge Star Wars like Lego section where it's like all like scenes from the movies and stuff like that. And you know, it's kind of like Disneyland too, where it's like you have the different sections. So there's like a medieval section and they have, you know, like Ninjago section and all that stuff. So
section?
Ninjago.
The hell is that?
Ninja Legos. It was a TV show and movie. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a 33-year-old. Oh, it's my birthday. I'm 33 now. I'm a 33-year-old man who doesn't have any kids, doesn't want any kids for multiple years. Like I slept like 3 hours over the last like 2 days. That's where my life's at. And we're having a birthday kegger on Saturday for me. So like you can see where I'm at in this world.
Yep. I'll be doing laundry all day on Saturday to get ready to go. Yes. And start unpacking. So yeah.
Are the kids excited?
Yes.
Cool. Are they excited about Colorado versus Nashville?
They are not.
Colorado opened at -650, which is just heinous. Nashville's +500. Who do you have? Nashville in four?
If this goes over four games for Colorado, I would be shocked, especially with UC Saros he's not expected to play in the first two games in Colorado. Unless Roman Josi is just like, I'm going to score 4 goals a game or something like that and just literally put the team on his back. Colorado has been, they've been working towards it. This is their time. They've been kicked out of the playoffs too early the past couple years. This is their season. Yeah.
The time is now.
The time is now. The time is nigh.
I have Colorado in 4.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be particularly close.
No.
UC Saros out game 1 and 2. This thing could be over in 2. It could be the classic over in 2. I have Colorado winning the cup. Spoiler. I think we've just been building towards this moment for a few years now. Joe Sakic's done a really good job of locking everything in. Nathan MacKinnon still only makes $6 million, right?
Something like that.
So he's going to be needing a new contract soon. Cale Makar is going to be needing a fat contract. Rantanen, I think, already makes like $9 million. It's time is now. And I think they get it done, and then we possibly see pieces like filter off and break off, and that could be the end. But Darcy Kuemper is
Cale Makar got his fat contract already, so he's good. And then,
oh, right, but it kicks in next year.
It kicked in this year, so yeah, nine.
It did?
He makes $9 million, so 22 season. Yeah, they didn't mess around with the RFA thing. They went straight to the like, hey, you're really good, let's just pay you. And the $9 million is probably gonna feel like a steal by the end of that contract when he's like 31 and that contract runs out. So
they went straight to making out.
Yeah, that's that. I think that might be, the Sharks might need to look really hard at that when it comes to specific players that are such as William Eklund. But anyway, they're gonna have to start to pay the Piper here soon.
Yeah, MacKinnon. So MacKinnon's a UFA after next year. So next year he's still 6.3. Landeskog makes 7 until the sun burns out. Rantanen makes 9.25 till 2025. Makar, $9 million forever. Girard, $5 million forever. Oh, they're getting relief though, because Eric Johnson finally is off the books next year, after next year, $6 million. But Devon Toews makes 4.1. Like, there's
Toews has been really good for that. That's actually a good contract.
What a trade that was. That was insane. Yeah.
And they just like, and with the goalies, they're just like, we're not going to pay goalies and we're just going to keep finding dudes.
Kuemper worked out. So good for them. Who's your series MVP?
Cale Makar. He good.
Nice. I'm going to go with a returning Gabe Landeskog. Mm-hmm. Hasn't played in like 23 games. I think he comes in, he gets to play against Nashville and he lights it up and is nice, like, I'm back.
To ease back
into it. And a nice, easy entry into this. He can have some more rest afterwards.
Yeah.
Do you think when Gabe Landeskog was resting, he was out joyriding in his car?
I would 1,000% assume so.
What kind of car do you think he has?
Up in the mountains, I think he's probably got some four-wheel drive trucker or something like that, you know, especially up in Colorado with the snow and stuff. So
makes sense. And you know what? If it ever breaks down, ever-increasing number of parts that need to be... he has a butler?
His butler will order parts for him. Yes.
Yeah. And he can, that butler can order from rockauto.com
and pocket the extra savings.
Exactly. He doesn't have to go to the local chain auto parts store because Rock Auto stocks all the parts you need all the time. So why send your butler to that point, do a pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning? What kind of car does Gabe drive? What model? What trim does Gabe drive? How much does Gabe drive it? All these dumb questions that he doesn't want to answer. And then you got to wait for the person behind the counter to tap it all in, ask for an autograph, get back to tapping it in. His butler probably has a computer in his pocket. It's called a phone. And he can just go to rockauto.com and do it himself without leaving Gabe's house. So save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Those parts, like, we have a friend that bought windshield wipers for $5. Works great. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer, including Gabe Landeskog. And they have everything you could possibly need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find your solution to your auto part needs or get your butler to do it. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So if Gabe Landeskog's butler is listening, write that in there.
Yep.
What do you think Gabe Landeskog's butler's name is?
Jarvis.
Jarvis Butler?
Yes, Jarvis Butler. He just calls him Jarvis.
Okay. I'm expecting something more creative rather than an MCU ripoff. Mm. Colorado in the second round, because I'm assuming they're going on. We'll be facing the winner of the Minnesota Wild versus the St. Louis Blues.
The Wild, one.
The Wild open the series -135. The Blues are +115. The Blues and the Wild, I believe, are currently duking it out right now. 2 minutes into the second period, the Blues are up 2-0. Who do you have winning the series?
I have the Wild winning in seven.
Ooh, I have the Blues winning in seven.
Yeah, I think the Wild, they have Kaprizov, who's a bona fide star, but they don't have any other like bona fide stars. I think
You besmirch the good name of Jared Spurgeon.
Yes. Nick Boldy will probably be is
Matt Boldy.
Matt Boldy, sorry.
Who's Nick Boldy?
His brother. his butler. Brother butler.
Gabe Landeskog's butler is Nick Boldy.
Yes. Those guys are, I think they're gonna be very good. But I it's one of those things where the Wild they're very deep. Especially, and then after training for Marc-Andre Fleury, that kind of solves their goaltending issues that they've had this year. And I think that they can roll four lines. I know the Blues can do the same thing, but I still think Kaprizov is the best player on the ice when you stack both teams. So, and I'm gonna take that. So,
yeah, I mean, Kaprizov is definitely the best player on the ice. Didn't he have like 90 points or something like that this year?
He's over 100. So
over 100.
Yeah,
good for him. The Blues getting back Tarasenko, I think, is very valuable.
Riley had his best season ever, too.
Yeah, well, St. Louis or Seattle could have had Tarasenko for free and chose to be bad instead. Tarasenko casually had 34 goals, 82 points in 75 games.
Remember they tried to trade him in the offseason?
Yeah, because he had a bum shoulder. Yeah. Craziness. St. Louis is still chock full of good players. Yep. Ryan O'Reilly, David Perron, Torrey Krug, Justin Falk, Brandon Saad, Braden Schenn, Robert Thomas, smooth. They traded. Remember when they traded for Buchnevich? Mm-hmm. What a great trade that was. Pavel Buchnevich quietly gets into St. Louis, puts up 30 goals and 76 points in 73 games, just casually. Jordan Kyrou, yeah, still there. Nick Leddy, Colton Parayko. I think St. Louis is still, they're not quite Washington where they're old and bad now. Well, they're old and fading, or like Boston. Yeah. I think they're getting older, but they still have younger guys that can help, like Thomas, Parayko, Tarasenko returning. Mm-hmm. I think Kyrou, I think these guys, that's what's missing. And Ville Husso has really taken up the mantle from Binnington and taken that number one job. It's going to be a dogfight. But again, Minnesota doesn't exist in our universe until they change to a Minnesota Hockey Club. But honestly, this was the hardest series to pick for me.
Yeah.
It could go either way. What would be the most surprising result? A sweep by either team?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I would be shocked if I think this
anything
this,
under six.
Yeah, I think out of all the series, this is the one where I'm like, yeah, it's going to go seven, just because I think both these teams are so evenly matched. And even like Minnesota, like the way that they've been able to come back in games too, where it's like, even if they're down two or three goals going into the third period, it doesn't matter for them. They're able to score in bunches. And yeah, so I think they're going to make it interesting. I think they're going to take it in seven.
Who's your series MVP?
I'm going to go Kaprizov. So yeah.
Whoa! Shocker.
Yes. I think he's going to do something special. So
nice. Remember when he ejected, who was on his back against the Sharks and he just like threw him off?
Oh,
was it Ferraro?
No, it was Marcus Sorensen.
Nice. Oh, RIP.
Yeah, he threw him to Sweden.
My MVP, I'm torn between Husso or Tarasenko. I'm going to go Vladdy the Impaler. I don't always want to pick a goalie, but I think Husso, look out for Husso. He's really good. Yeah. But I'll go Vlad. Vlad puts up a bunch of goals. Looks like dynamite. We can have some early Conn Smythe talk with Vladdy. Moving over to the division near and dear to our heart, the Pacifico.
Yes.
The Calgary Flames took the division, and they will be playing the Dallas Étoiles, which is French for Stars. Calgary opened -350, Dallas +280. I don't think they're playing. No, they're not playing. Who do you got?
Calgary. I think I had them in six. Calgary's good, man. They've got it all, except for when they play the Sharks for some reason. But
good thing the Sharks did not qualify for the playoffs.
Yes. But yeah, they've got good goaltending. That top line, which played all 82 games together, they have good chemistry. They're very well coached. They're, yeah, it's they're very good, very, very solid team. And I would not, I didn't pick them to win, but I would not be shocked if they came out and won the whole thing. So
the whole, like the cup?
Mm-hmm.
You know the only time Calgary won the cup? Did you know Calgary won the cup?
Yeah, it was, when was that? It was a while, yeah. I don't remember when.
The year I was born, 1989.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Such luminaries as Joe Newendyke, Doug Gilmour, Al MacInnis. I have Calgary. I can't remember if I said five or six. I don't believe in Dallas.
Yeah, they're a one. Whatever. They're a one line team. So
the Jason Robertson doing it all.
Yeah. Oh, Pavelski again, another guy who had his best year ever this year. Joe Pavelski.
Honestly, we're not litigating that. It makes literally negative sense. But anyway, Calgary's good. I don't. If Calgary losing to Dallas would be quite the,
that'd be a big shock. Yeah.
Yeah. Calgary's look really solid. They're deep. They have the Kachuk. Gaudreau put up like 110 points or something insane. Yeah. Gaudreau, Kachuk, Lindholm, Tanev's there. Shealington has really stepped in. Markstrom has been awesome. They just have a ton of guys, and there's probably guys I'm forgetting. I just don't. And then Monahan's out for season actually. So they're missing one of their better players. It hasn't been that good, but I'd be shocked.
Yeah, he was dealing with like a hip issue or something like that.
Yeah,
like
he had season-ending hip surgery. Who's your series MVP?
I'm gonna go Markstrom. He good. Yeah. Because with Dallas, since they're such a one-line team, if he can shut down the Robertson Pavelski line, they just don't have any scoring punch, and I think he's going to shut them down. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if like in six games, if Dallas scores, I would put the over. I put it like eight goals from six games from Dallas. I just don't think they have enough scoring punch.
Fair. I'm going Gaudreau.
That's yeah.
I was gonna maybe pick Matt Kachuk because I think he's like one of those like greasy,
yeah,
playoff type guys where he just gets the front of the net.
He's like Kachuk. Yes.
He's a Kachuk. But he's better than Brady and he's less annoying. Yes. He's still annoying, but less annoying. But I think that he's the kind of guy that in the playoffs will just randomly end up with like 25 points in 20 games because he gets the front of the net, takes cross checks and doesn't care. So, yep. But I'll go Gaudreau. He's outstanding season, heart caliber season.
They're going to have to pay him. It's going to be fun.
Pay that man money. Short King spring in full effect.
Yes.
We have one more series, but
let's eat a snack.
Line our pockets.
Yes. And eat a snack. So especially if during summer's coming, if you're going on trips such as I am, you know, you want to make sure you have plenty of snacks for the kids. There's nothing worse than driving and then the kids are hungry and then you don't have any snacks. You got to pull over and load everybody out, go pick out snacks, load everyone back in. And it's just what should be a 5-minute stop turns into a 30-minute stop. So Built Bar, get a bunch of them, throw them in your car, you'll be happy. The best part about Built Bar, they're healthy and delicious. No more sacrificing delicious food for health with Built Bar. You can have both, and it's easy. All you have to do is go to built.com and order now. All Built Bars and Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means with Built Bar, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. If you haven't tried their Puffs yet, you need to go check them out. They have amazing flavors like churro and banana cream pie, and yet you guys all know we are 100% pro cream pie podcast. So, and if you're not sure what flavor to try, go check out their mix boxes. Come with 12 different flavors and puffs, so you can kind of dabble through them and see which one is the right flavor for you. So go to built.com, get all your favorites, and use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. Again, use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. The last one.
They're currently playing. It's the Edmonton Oilers. Here come the Oilers at the LA Kings. The Oilers opened -250, the Kings +10. But like I just said, here come the Oilers after first period. The Kings are up 2-0. After when McBain and Skelly are in the thing, and he's like, I'm going to, one day away from retirement, I'm going to buy a boat. The boat's called the Live Forever. Yeah. And he's like, Mendoza, just going to have McBain yelling, Mike Smith. Mike Smith is ass, everybody.
He played really well down the stretch. And since their coaching change, that team's been a lot different. But again, can you trust Mike Smith to win you four rounds of playoff hockey?
No. I don't even trust Mike Smith to win one round of playoff hockey. Alex Iafallo, 2.9. Trevor Moore, 2.9 so far. Danault Edler. Who do you got winning the series?
I do have the Oilers winning this series. I think it would be hilarious, though, if the Kings won this.
Oh, it would be so funny.
I don't, yeah.
Would McDavid ask for a trade, like, as soon as the buzzer goes, or like the next day?
The next day. He's got to clear out his locker first. So.
Never to return.
Yes. Yeah, I do have the Oilers. When you have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, it's hard to pick against them, even if you have terrible goaltending. The defense is suspect. And we both like the Kings, and we think the Kings are going to be really good, but they're still, this is kind of that first baby step for them. And, you know, they're going to be really good here in a couple of years. But, you know, it's kind of those stepping stones where you have to, you know, you make the playoffs and you're going to get crushed probably in the first round. And then, like, the next year you make it to the second round type of thing.
Good turnout, though, that they got to play Edmonton.
Yes, and if you're going to pick anybody to play, I think Edmonton is, other than Nashville, Edmonton is not a not a bad option to play, because Mike Smith could just fill his diaper pants for an entire series, and, you know.
McDavid could have 20 points and Draisaitl could have 19 and they still lose. Like, yes. It's totally possible. Yep. How many games do you have the Oilers winning in?
Six.
I think I had the Oilers in six as well. I know some friends of mine took Oilers in five. Wouldn't be super shocked if the Kings pulled this off. A little bit shocked, because I think the Oilers are McDavid's going to win a playoff series eventually, or two.
More than one.
I guess he beat the Sharks. Yeah, it's got to be the Oilers at this point, right? And yeah. plus, I want to see Battle of Alberta, Calgary, Edmonton. It hasn't happened in like 35 years or something like that.
That'd be spicy.
In the semifinals, to go to the conference finals, it would be awesome.
Yes.
That's what we need in our life. Who's your series MVP?
Connor McDavid.
I'm also going McDavid. Wow.
Yeah. The best player in the world. Yeah. It's hard not to pick against him. But before we finish up, which result would be the funniest out of Eastern Conference and Western Conference? The Leafs losing in seven, or the Oilers losing to the Kings? Which one would be funnier?
Oh, Leafs losing in seven.
Yeah.
Please.
Always.
Please. That's really funny. It's always funny. It's never not funny to see the Leafs lose, especially when their team is really good. It's sad for your friends, but like at the same time, it's pretty funny that they just keeps happening. Colorado is the best odds to win the Stanley Cup, 13-4. Calgary, second best in the West, which makes sense, 15-2. Third overall, and then you've got a bunch of East teams, and then Edmonton 14-1, Minnesota 14-1, Blues 20-1, Dallas 40-1, and then bringing up the rear of the whole shebang, Predators 50-1, and the Kings 66-1. The Predators have better odds than the Kings.
That was probably set before this UC Soros. Anyway, yeah.
Conference Finals to win the Western Conference, Colorado Avalanche 13. Even if UC Soros was playing, they're playing Colorado. Anyway, 13-10 for Colorado. To win the conference, then Calgary, Minnesota. If you'd like to talk Western Conference hockey on the internet with us, you can do that. Locked on Sharks at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Locked on Sharks at YouTube. Leave us a comment. Locked on Sharks at gmail.com. If you're an email person, please don't. Amazon, Apple, Spotify, Locked on Sharks. JD, Mr. Legoland himself, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. Lego Wide, Mr. World Lego. I don't know, something in there. My fry hole.
Kyle. Is that Kyle Demetrius?
I'm not going to Legoland.
No, not going to Legoland. I'll send him pictures from Legoland of all the Star Wars stuff, which you'll appreciate.
I'll be jealous at my kegger.
Yes. You can also thank you guys for making us your first San Jose Sharks listen. We'll be back tomorrow with 2020 draft prospects and how their seasons went. So the good stuff. Go check out the Locked On NHL channel, especially if you're bandwagoning a team and you want to go learn more about said team. Go check out one of the other amazing podcasts on the Locked On Network, such as
Locked On Padres, which means fathers in Spanish.
Or Whale's Vagina.
No, that's San Diego.
The San Diego Padres.
The Whale's Vagina Fathers?
Yes. Bye, friends.
That's branding. It's marketing.